So, imagine a multi-trillion dollar global casino,
Right.
right? But the whole building is balanced on just this single, like 2 mile wide conveyor belt.
Yeah, and if that belt stops, the entire casino just completely collapses.
Exactly. Welcome to our latest deep dive. Today, we are taking you into a massive research paper on global oil markets and exploring this wild scenario from March 2026. Our mission is to decode how physical molecules and mathematical finance just violently collide.
Right, because when you look at how energy is traded today, well, the sheer volume of paper barrels on financial exchanges completely dwarfs the actual physical oil.
Okay, let's unpack this, because there is this massive disconnect between the financialization of energy and like actual physical reality.
What's fascinating here is that you have pension funds and hedge funds trading contracts years out, but none of that financial abstraction matters if the physical oil can't move.
Which brings us back to that conveyor belt analogy, the Strait of Hormuz.
Yeah, the world's most critical energy artery.
It's just 2 miles wide at its narrowest, but normally roughly 20 million barrels of petroleum squeeze through there every single day.
And the entire mathematical system of global finance relies heavily on these incredibly vulnerable geographical choke points.
Right. So in the March 2026 scenario detailed in our sources, a major geopolitical conflict completely blocks the strait.
Suddenly, you have like 150 commercial tankers just physically stranded at anchor.
Oh, wow. So they are literally just stuck there.
Completely stuck. And
Yeah.
7 million barrels a day of production gets shut in because regional storage tanks are just full.
And because of that physical bottleneck, Brent crude futures absolutely spike to $126 a barrel.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, this extreme physical price spike triggers catastrophic margin calls in the derivative market.
Wait, let's pause there, because if you are looking at your 401k during this shock, you might wonder why your tech stocks are plummeting just because some oil tankers are stuck in the Middle East.
Well, all comes down to borrowed money.
Right, leverage.
Exactly. When oil shot to $126, institutional investors who had trades betting against a spike were suddenly deeply underwater.
So their brokers call them up, demanding cash to cover the risk.
Yeah, that is the margin call. And to get that cash instantly, they have to sell whatever else they own, like Apple stock or treasury bonds or real estate.
They just indiscriminately liquidate completely unrelated assets.
Which morphs an energy logistics failure right into a systemic global liquidity crisis.
Here's where it gets really interesting, though. To stop the bleeding, the U.S. unleashes 172 million barrels from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve.
They do, but the underlying market math has permanently changed by that point.
But wait, by pure supply and demand math, doesn't dumping millions of barrels onto the market immediately cool prices down?
Under normal circumstances, yeah. Historical models prove reserves dampen shocks. But the market was plunged into what economists call nation uncertainty.
Nation uncertainty, meaning like a state of radical, unquantifiable risk.
Precisely. Standard models use historical data, but when you face a complete blockade, severing 20 million barrels a day,
And keep in mind, a lot of spare capacity is trapped behind that same blockade.
right, the math just completely breaks down. It doesn't matter if the U.S. dumps reserves, if shipping lanes are compromised, and the geopolitical endgame is unknown.
Because you can't math your way out of a physical barricade.
No, you really can't.
So if oil is trapped, the world obviously scrambles for natural gas. But the sources highlight a massive wild card here: artificial intelligence.
Right, hyperscale data centers running AI require continuous baseload power, and renewables are just too intermittent right now.
So natural gas becomes the crucial balancing fuel.
And this sudden massive domestic demand for electricity competes directly with U.S. natural gas export terminals,
Pushing price projections toward $10 per MMBtu.
which is incredibly high. The
Yeah.
gas market is already stretched to its limit by AI, so when an oil shock hits, there is zero slack left.
It just bakes a persistent volatility premium into derivatives before a crisis even happens.
Exactly.
So what does this all mean for you? Well, financial derivatives can hedge price, but they absolutely cannot hedge the physical loss of molecules.
This raises an important question. How do global markets optimize supply chains against completely unquantifiable geopolitical risks?
What stands out to you about all this? Because with AI data centers now structurally dependent on continuous natural gas generation, we have a final thought to leave you with.
Yeah, this is the part that really sticks with you.
Could your next major cloud computing outage be caused by a single blocked ship halfway across the world? The casino might be digital, but that conveyor belt is very, very real. Thanks for joining us in this deep dive.